Hi, everybody. This is the one and only Mr. Dennis Diaz, COO of Odessa Camping Adventures. And before we jump into today's episode, I got something really special I want to share with you guys. Sonali, my four-year-old, had a school project this week. And instead of just talking about food, she decided to step into the kitchen and be a mini master chef. She helped shop for the ingredients, mix everything together, shop veggies with supervision, and even put her full chef outfit like she owned the place. What started as a simple assignment turned into a full family cooking night. Yeah, buddy. Learning, laughing, and building confidence. Big shout out goes to Rotella Elementary Magnet School for making this thing possible. You guys are awesome. And that's what this lifestyle is really about. Whether you are in an RV, a campground, or a home in your kitchen, teaching your kids real life skills, responsibility, and creativity, that's the win. So today's episode is dedicated to Chef Sonetti. Welcome, Chef.
Thank you.
Hi. That was Hunter. So Sonetti, how was the cooking project?
And Hunter got to cook.
Awesome. How about you, Hunter? You like the project?
Yes.
Don't do too close to the mic, monkey. There you go. That's a good distance.
Yay.
So,
Yeah. So
what did you guys learn about the cooking?
Yeah.
We make a cheesecake.
And what else, baby?
What we like.
Daddy,
you guys made a salad?
Yeah, we made a salad. And then we made a...
Was it a ribeye steak?
No.
Oh, yeah. The ribeye steak.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, and we played all day.
Oh, yeah. We were doing some cooking and playing. Huh, little ones?
Now that we don't do that, but you know what?
Well, baby.
And we did. We read homework all the time. Like that?
Yeah.
But anything that you guys... Me.
Oh, yeah. Anything you guys want to say to your teachers?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to your teachers? Awesome. How about you, Hunter? Anything you want to say to your teacher?
I want to say I love you.
Awesome, baby. Say it a little bit closer to the mic, a little bit louder.
I want to say my teacher, I love you.
And I want to say my teacher. I want to say my teacher.
And what's your teacher's name tonight?
My cousin,
Missy. You guys see it in the mic?
My cousin, Missy.
Awesome. How about you, Hunter? Who are your teachers?
Mrs. Matthews. I don't know my other one.
Oh, yeah.
I got three.
You got three teachers?
I got two teachers.
Awesome.
My name is Kamekos and Miss T.
Awesome. So what are we going to be cooking the next time? Any ideas? Yes, monkey.
I love you.
Daddy loves you too, you chunky monkey.
Yeah, we can see up there.
Yeah, if you guys behave.
We are happy.
Yippee!
Don't scream into the mic. All right, so this has been a special episode of the little monkeys, Hunter, age 6, and Sonali, age 4, about their cooking project. All right, go ahead, baby, sign off. You can say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And like and subscribe. I love you.
I love you too.
And that right there was Hunter and Sonetti, fresh off recording their own little segment for the podcast. They just wrapped up and absolutely crushed it. Big voices, big confidence, and even bigger smiles. Daddy's definitely proud. And we want to give a special shout out to Rotella Inter-District Magnet School in Waterbury, Connecticut. You guys know who you guys are. You guys are awesome. Thank you for encouraging creativity, hands-on learning, and giving kids opportunities to grow through projects like this. We appreciate educators who make learning real. All right, adventurers, we'll be back to our regular programming on the next episode. I want to thank you guys for always listening. You guys are great supporters. And again, Rotella Inter-District Magnet School in Waterbury, Connecticut, and all the teachers out there, Rotella does a great, great job. I love that school. And everybody out there that has a t-shirt, make sure you guys give them a shout out, man. It doesn't have to be from Rotella. It could be from everybody else. But I'll tell you what, these educators, they put a lot of work in, you know what I mean? And they take the job seriously. So wherever you are, if you can remember a t-shirt, well, say thank you. And if you guys know a t-shirt, then by all means, say thank you. Because it takes a special someone to be a great educator and lead our next generation to success. That being said, I love you guys, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.